Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. The show is brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisors. This is our author's corner, and our very special author today is Chris Holmes. She's written a book that is right up your alley. It's called Ignite Your Career, Strategies and Tactics to Unleash Your Potential. Chris, welcome to our show.
Rick, thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on. Tell us about your own backstory, where you're from originally, and your journey that led right up to writing this fantastic book, Ignite Your Career.
All right. Well, Rick, I am from St. Louis. I went to college at Tufts University in Boston, then worked for a couple years in retail before I was lucky enough to go back to business school at Kellogg Business School at Northwestern. And there I fell in love with marketing and branding, and ended up going into that as a career for a decade. And I worked at places like Johnson & Johnson, Kraft, Herman Miller Furniture Company, and a division of Nestle Purina until 25 years ago. My company was sold, and I was trying to figure out what to do next. And I called my favorite recruiter and said, "We don't want to move. We were back in St. Louis at that point. We really liked being here." And I said, "Get me a job in St. Louis." And he threw out, "Come work for me." And that really gave me pause. And so it made me sit back and try to figure out what were my favorite parts about my job. And why did this headhunting gig kind of appeal to me? And Rick, through my analysis, I realized that while I was good in brand, I wasn't great. There were certain aspects of my job I was phenomenal at, and others were a real grind. And as I thought about what I was really good at, it all came back to the people part. And so I decided to give it a try, and from day one, recruiting felt like a natural fit. It felt like home. It was almost easy, and I was really good at it. So I've been with the O'Connell Group, which is a recruiting firm specializing in marketing and market research, now for 25 years. And over the last 15 years, I've been working with Washington University here in St. Louis, as well as the school colleges my kids have gone to, doing presentations on resume writing and interview prep. And I came to realize that there was a need out there, that while they're great career centers, many of the kids don't tap into them, and there are many schools that can't afford great career centers. And so I wanted to impart all the knowledge that I've learned and garnered here at the O'Connell Group and reach a broader audience. I can only talk to so many people in a day, and that was the motivation behind my book.
Beautiful. Chris, who is the very specific targeted audience for Ignite Your Career?
Well, it's interesting, Rick, because the book itself is relevant to anybody in the workforce. We did end up targeting it towards college students, young professionals, and career changers, just because we had to focus on somebody. But if you're somebody who is working and has been out in the workforce for 15 years and you're just not satisfied, this book will resonate with you greatly. So it's really impactful for all those different groups.
Very good. Okay, Chris, I've spent a whopping 5 minutes with you. You are a great storyteller, I can already tell. Who has mentored you in your life to create that skill set for you?
You know, I would tell you it was probably Brian O'Connell, who was the recruiter that I went to work for, who was my boss for many years and unfortunately passed away over a decade ago. But he really helped me realize that to help people, you can't tell them what to do. It's much easier to share insights and experiences that you've had or other people have had to help them see the impact of what they're deciding to do.
Wow. I wish that the people that I work with at Procter & Gamble and PepsiCo would have known that years ago. That is a beautiful skill.
You know what? I am grateful to him every day.
It's amazing. The title of your book, Chris, just blows me away because, you know, here at Success Made to Last, we are all about trying to help people find their best version. And it starts with unleashing your potential. And those are kind of powerful words for a lot of people. And they go, what are you talking about? So what does unleash your potential mean to you personally?
So when I was telling you before, Rick, about how when I was at Kraft, I was good, not great. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I shifted to recruiting where this job and this role really unleashes my strengths and what my superpowers are. So it lets me really utilize those. And that's why I am a huge believer that the best thing anybody can do there for their career is really do a deep dive and understand what are their innate strengths, what are the things that come naturally to them, and figure out careers that align with those. And when you do, you unleash your potential. And it's a whole bunch more fun, and you're so much more successful.
Mm. And when you were at Johnson & Johnson, how did that organization and culture help shape you and create the person that you are today relative to unleashing your full potential?
Well, it's a really interesting question because when I was at J&J, I did my internship there.
Ah.
And I worked for a gentleman, Larry Benders, who I adored, absolutely adored. And I loved the company and I loved their mission and everything about it, except that they were in Skillman, New Jersey, which was kind of in the middle of nowhere. So when I was deciding where to go, I was lucky enough to have an offer there, but I was trying to manage the personal and the professional side. And so I ended up deciding to go to Kraft because it was the closest to J&J in terms of culture and people. But I think my experience at J&J helped me realize how important culture was. And having a boss that you admired and trusted and you felt had your back.
Mm. Wow. I can relate to that by having interviewed at least 50 people from J&J, and I'm married to a former Johnson & Johnson employee. And
nice.
Yeah, it's just a, you talk about if you can create a culture to help people get started, that's one of them. And to that end, I know that your book is intended for the individual, but what are you saying? What's the bigger message that you're sending out there to corporate America to help people unleash their potential?
Yeah, well, to corporate America, I would say 95% of the corporations are backwards in terms of how they do their review process. I don't know about you, Rick, but I can remember going through reviews where they'll say, great, 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 great. Now let's talk about where you're not great. Let's talk about your weaknesses. And many of those weaknesses are built into your DNA. So no matter how hard you work them, they're never going to become a strength. If they would flip it upside down and say, okay, here are your weaknesses. This is part of your DNA. This is developmental. So let's give you some projects to kind of close that gap. Now I want to talk about your strengths and how we can leverage them more to make you and the company successful. I think it would be a huge win for the corporations and the individuals.
Oh, I do too. You just made me recall some of my performance appraisals with Procter and PepsiCo, and now I've got PTSD.
I'm sorry. I do too, I'll tell you.
You know, it's so weird, and running my own company and running this network is like, you know, what we're striving to do is to learn every day, to grow every day, and do all the things that we talked about and coached at those two massive companies. But we don't scorn people over it. We're trying to build people up and recognize strengths and leverage those. So it's, you know, after all, it's almost 2021 here, and things have got to change. So
we hope, right?
We hope. Hey, what's the resume for 2021 look like versus a year ago or 5 years ago? What's the new resume supposed to contain and amplify for the candidate?
Well, I think much of it is going to be consistent. People send me funky resumes that are supposed to look fancy with pictures on them. Mm-hmm. And I send them back and say, nobody's going to look at this. So I'm a big believer in very clean, simple resumes where it's very easy to glean the salient information. It's kind of like headline and body copy. You know, the headline is, where'd you go to school? Where'd you work? What were your jobs? The body copy is all the information. And so I'm a big believer that's not going to change. I think what will change from this past year, from 2020, because a lot of people have been displaced and not able to find their next opportunity, I think companies are going to be looking for people who were agile and figured out a way to continue to learn and give back. So there may be bullet points which might be, you know, took a course in digital marketing, volunteer time with the Red Cross. Things like that are going to make people say, okay, they made the best out of a bad situation, and that's the type of person I want to hire.
What great advice. That's beautiful. Okay, so I want you to close today's show with your voice of encouragement to those that have had to move their careers to their home, and they're trying to integrate their life with business, and they sometimes crawl out of bed, and they've got a four-step commute to their office. Tell them, give them a little bit of encouragement about igniting their career and staying the course. Not to sound like George Bush, but you know, staying focused and get ready for a new year where they can truly unleash their potential?
I think that's a great question, Rick. And I've been talking to people constantly about that. And so the first thing I try to tell people is give yourself a break. You know, this has been a year, we'll look back and it will be like biblical in terms of all the things that have happened this year. And so people have to realize there is a lot out of their control. But then take a step back and try to figure out, kind of like I was saying, where can I still learn and grow and add value? The other thing is I'm telling people is this is the most amazing time in your career to network. Because not only are you at home, but all the senior VPs and the CEOs are at home. And people don't have gatekeepers anymore. And so reach out to people in your industry, go back to your college and high school career centers and tap into people who are in your industry. And then go and look at LinkedIn. I spend half an hour every day on LinkedIn and look for people whose posts really resonate with me. And I like them and I comment on them. And then especially if they're authors, I'll ask if they're willing to chat with me so that we can share experiences. So tell people, give yourself a break, continue to learn, grow, and develop, and look for silver linings.
Wow. Chris, that is some of the greatest advice I've ever heard. We're probably going to run your show several times, maybe even on New Year's Day, so people will get shook up and understand where they should be going forward. So that's good stuff. I really appreciate it. Tell our listeners where they can contact you, buy your book, and always stay in touch with everything that's going on with Chris Holmes.
Absolutely. So Rick, you can buy my book either on Amazon, or you can also go to our website, which is igniteyourcareerbook.com. And there, not only can they buy the book, but we also are offering key services such as resume writing, interview prep, negotiation, and complete coaching. They also can email me at chris@igniteyourcareerbook.com. And if they've listened to the show, they can also communicate via LinkedIn and ask me to connect with them and message me, and I am happy to chat.
That is great. Chris, thank you so much for being on. You are a very wise person, and we enjoyed your sense of humor as well. So thanks for sharing all that with us. Your book is Ignite Your Career, Strategies and Tactics to Unleash Your Potential. Thank you, Chris Holmes.
Rick, thank you so much. It was delightful to talk to you.
Likewise. That was author Chris Holmes. We appreciate your being on our Success Made to Last show today. And hey, thanks to our ongoing sponsor, Edward Jones Financial Advisors. And we truly appreciate the guidance that our guy gives us, Serban Marasini. If you want to contact him today and hear about how he can help you navigate the waters out there, go to serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. Hey, folks, similar to what Chris Holmes was just talking about, you know, you need to figure out how to unleash your potential. And the reason why is because we want you to live the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.